This week's Torah Way has been sponsored Le'ilu Rabbi Shmuel Chanoich Ben Gershon Zecher Tzadik Livrocha Yutes Cheshvan Sunday the 4th of November Rabbi Shimon Silkin Shimshon Silkin Chesed Lavrom True Altruism.
So Sunday morning is always the best time to talk because you can opt between yesterday, everyone's still in Parshas Vayera a little bit, Parshas Chayesora, we started. The truth is, I'll try and connect the two. Try and see if there's a theme that runs through the parashah. Of course, there is a theme that runs through the parashahs, but there's something specific that we can pick up on. Let's start with this week's parashah, Parashas Chayesora. So the story is well known. Avraham Avinu dispatches Eliezer to go and find the Shidduch for Yitzchok. Remember the Mir. This was the week that the Rebbe Yubaruch used to give Hadrocha in Shidduchim. Parshas Chayesora, always. He used to go down into the Machsan, the bottom of the building, and he would tell us what he thought about Shidduchim and what he didn't think of them as well. But Al Kuponim, it's Yidua that Eliezer arrives at the spot and he offers a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should be matzliach his way, that he should help him achieve his aims, achieve his goal. And what's interesting is that he begins his tefillah and he says these words. He says, "Hine anoichi nitzo v'alein hamoim. Here I am, standing by the well. And the girls like, and he's talking, right? It's not the Torah telling us where he was and what was happening. Eliezer says these words. He says, "Hashem Elokei Adoni Avraham, hakrei no lefonai hayoyim ba'asei chesed im Adoni Avraham." He's davening for chesed. And he says, "Hine anoichi nitzo v'alein hamoim, uvenois anshe ho'ir yotzeis lishoiv moim." And the girls of the town are coming out to draw water. "V'hoya," and it will be, "the girl that comes out and offers me to drink, the gamgmalecho ashke, and also the camels, oiso hoichachto la'avdecho liyitzchok." That's the one. Now, when he repeats the story later, he repeats all of these details, and he says, "Vayoymer, Hashem Hashem Salachti Lefonov Yishlach Malochi Yitoch," etc. "Va'oboy Hayoimel Ho'oyen," and I came that day to the well. "Va'oimar," and I said, and again he repeats, "Hashem Elokei Adoni Avraham, Mimyeshcho No Matzliach Darki Ashanuchi Hoylech Oleho, Hine Anoichi Nisovalein Amoim, V'hoyo Alma Hayoitzis Lishoid," etc. The question is obvious. Why does he need to tell the Ribbono Shel Olam where he's standing? Don't stand up every morning and say, "Shtei doin gold is green." Okay, ready. Hashem sefosai tiftoch. And not only does he say it the first time, when he's offering the tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but when he's repeating the story later, he needs to mention again that "I said, I was standing, hine anoichi nitzo," and I said that if the Alma comes out and offers me to drink and the camels to drink, "Voskeit milon vuestet," seems superfluous. That's the question we have in Parshas Chayesora. The question we have in yesterday's Parsha, Parshas Vayera, is as follows. Let's go back to the beginning of the Parsha. And we find Avraham Avinu is sitting there, kiyodua, in a sorry state. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to visit him to Mimavaka Choyle, as Rashi says. It's a very hot day. Says Rashi famously, "Kechoim hayoyim," HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it particularly hot. "Hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu chamo mir na'artiko shelo la'atricho ba'orchim." HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the sun out of its protective shield, whatever that means. It made it particularly hot in order not to bother Abraham, because if it hadn't been so hot, Tashis, had it not been so hot, there would have been people traveling. And had they been traveling, Avraham Avinu would have felt compelled to take care of them. Because that's what Avraham Avinu was. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it particularly hot in order to protect, so to speak, Avraham Avinu from having to do something that would cause him stress. However, Olafi Shara'ahu Mitztaer, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that Avraham Avinu was in pain, not from the bris, but because Shaloi Hoyo Orchim Boim, because he had no guests, so he was more distressed by not having guests than having guests. Hevi Amalochim Olav Vidmus Anoshim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him angels, Malochim, in the image of people. Okay, that's the famous Rashi. Therefore, the next pasuk says, "Vayar v'hinei shloisha anoshim yisov malov." He lifts his eyes, and all of a sudden, there are three people there. He hadn't seen them coming from a distance because they came from straight up. Otherwise, he would have seen them on the horizon. Okay. There's a few questions we can ask on that episode. Eshtens. Seems a little strange at first glance that Avraham Avinu should be mitztaer, that there's no one around who's hungry, thirsty, miserable, tired, exhausted, famished, dehydrated. Baruch Hashem! Baruch Hashem! That he's mitztaer, that no one else is mitztaer for him to help. That's like going to a hospital. And you walk in to be mevakeh chela, and the hospital director tells you, "I'm really sorry, but we've discharged everybody. Everybody's gone home. There's no one here. All the beds are empty." Ugh! Your reaction is, "Oh no, no! I've come all this way to mevakeh chela. Quick, make someone ill. Quick, keilu. I mean, what's happening? Avraham Avinu. Oh, there's no one here. Then he's my help. Baruch Hashem." No. Those are the Eshens. Tzveitens. What happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Oh, you know what? He's mitztaer. I'd better send him someone that he can take care of." Let's think. 7 billion people on earth. Okay, there weren't 7 billion in those days. But now we have 7 billion. There must have been many, many people around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "No one, there's no one. I better send him Malach. I better dip into my angel chest and send him Malachim. What is felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu Orchim? Aniim. There's no one around. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have diverted via Avraham Avinu's tent." Okay, so we have the Rashi that says they needed to come to Avraham Avinu anyway, to be Mavasa to Sora, and to be Merapa Avraham, and to be then to Mahapich Sodom, and to Matzeloi. I understand. But at the end of the day, Mitzad this Nukuda, as Rashi says, that Avraham Avinu had no one to take care of, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him Malachim. Why Malachim? Just find some Bedouins, I don't know. Somebody traveling in the desert without anywhere, vagabonds. And the question gets even more difficult when you think about actually what's happening here. Avraham Avinu wants to take care of someone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him Malachim Bidmus Anoshim, Rashi says, dressed up or, you know, parading as human beings. So Avraham Avinu rushes, Vayoras Avraham, and he's running and he's preparing and he's giving them something to eat, but they're not really eating, are they? Because they're malachim. So he's not really doing anything for them at all. It's like you're a guest in someone's house and they serve you something, right, that you don't want. Right? So what do you do? Right, when they're not looking, out the window, under the table, something. You know, over the shoulder. Skill Avraham Avinu is rushing around, an old man in pain, serving, thinking he's doing them a tremendous favor. It's not doing them a favor at all. There's a famous story of the person who was locked up in Siberia. the famous story with the handle on the wall. Yeah, the handle on the wall story, where he's thrown into solitary confinement, and all there is a handle on the wall that he needs to turn. A stiff handle. He turns every day. Puts a lot of effort in. He's thinking to himself, "Listen, I'm locked up here. I don't see daylight. I get a little bit of food shoved under my door. That's how I stay alive. But at least I've got this handle." And he's dreaming about what's on the other side of the wall. There must be some big mill, and you must be grinding wheat into flour. Right, and he's feeding people. Chotchi's feeding people. He's doing something for someone. And that's what kept him going. Knowing that he meant something to somebody else. When he was finally released after many years, he went around the side of the building, and there was nothing there. And the story goes that he collapsed on the spot. Because he realized that when he thought he was doing some good, it turned out it was Golnish Velt. So, ke'enzeh lahavdil elef avdolos. Vashteizach, we need a pshat, but to emphasize the question, here's Avraham Avinu rushing around, serving food to malachim that don't need it, and are not being sustained by it, Now this in order to alleviate his tsar. Seems a bit curious. So in order to answer what's happening with Eliezer at the well and Avraham Avinu at the tent, it's a good idea to look at this character Avraham himself, to try and understand an aspect of his tchunas hanefesh, as follows. If you stop someone on the street and you say to them, Avraham Avinu, tell me in one sentence, Avraham Avinu, say something, give me epis, mashu, someone who's never heard of Avraham Avinu, let's say. Say, I've heard of this Abraham. Who is this Avraham? What would you say? What would that person say if they were stopped on the street with that question? Well, they'd say, it's Avraham Avinu. Avamon Goyim. He found HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He stood up against Terach. He destroyed the idol worship of the day. He destroyed paganism. He told the world, this is Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There's one God, monotheism. That's Avraham Avinu. He went around the world. He spread the word of God. That's Avraham. Right? Avraham Avinu. Stop the next person on the street. Who is this Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu had a tent. And his tent was open in four directions. He was a Baal Chesed. He was a Goymel Chesed. He was a kind person. Says the world stands on 3 feet. Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim. Torah is Yaakov. Avodah is Yitzchok. Gemilas Chasadim. So Avraham Avinu. Which one is it? Can't say both. I'll tell you why you can't say both. Because the Ovos are the Shroshim. There's no Kilayim in a Sherish. Look at Yitzchok. Some will say Gevura. Andrew will say Pachad. Some will say Din. But they're all the same subject. There's no grafting. Yaakov is Emes. Yaakov is Torah. Yaakov is Asmoda. It's all the same thing. Vosot Chesed Mitemuna. Two completely different subjects. One is an activity, one is a belief, one is a middo, one is a deo. Is Avraham Avinu the Omud Ha'emuno in the world? Or is Avraham Avinu the Omud HaChesed? What characterizes Be'etzem Avraham Avinu? You can be a Baal Chesed, L'Choira, without being a Baal Emun. And you can be a Baal Emun without being a Baal Chesed, for sure. They're not necessarily intrinsically linked. Sorry? So some say the biggest chesed a person can do is to be megale kavod shamayim in the world, or to be makarev somebody, to explain to them emunas Hashem. And in fact, there's a riot to what you're saying, because Chazal say that Avraham Avinu did tremendous chesed, but when you finished the 6-course meal, he made you bench. As I say in the Gemara, you'd have to sit and bench and be makir, that hazonas oinim kulo betufo is rabbi nishleim, not me Avraham Avinu. 100%, 100%. And there are other relationships, I'd like to share something different, which is as follows. Avraham Avinu, as we said before, found HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vos state that the Loshon is Ro'o Biro Doilekes. He saw a world that was so intelligent by its design that it pointed to an intelligent designer. Right? He found and understood that it can't be what was prevalent at the time, the belief, or he wouldn't accept what was prevalent today as the belief. He understood that is a Boira Olam with a Tachlis for the world, and this Boira Olam brought this world into being for that Tachlis. That's what Avraham Avinu discovered. That's what he found. But he asked the obvious question, Favos, why? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring this world into existence? Avos, what was the Tachlis? What was the Matara? What was the goal? What was the mission statement? Stam HaKadosh Baruch Hu living, b'chvoido v'atzmoi, decides to bring a world into being. Bereshis Bara Elohim. For what? So we can assume Avraham Avinu knew the Ramchal. Didn't know B'Shem the Ramchal. But he knew the Ramchal. He knew the Pasuk in Tehillim from David HaMelech. What state in Pasuk? Ki Omarti. Nu? Olam Chesed Yibaneh. The ganze Welt is Bashafen geworden. For Chesed, the whole world brought into being. As an act of chesed. Because, as the Ramchal says, derech hatov lehetiv. It's the way of the good to do good. You can't be good unless you do good. It's all very well to sit at home in your lounge and dream up, world cures for the world's biggest problems.
But if you don't get off the couch and go and do something, you can't call yourself a good person. Ma'al machshav isn't developed, doesn't mean anything. Derech ha-toiv lehetiv. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is toiv. That's his name, ha-toiv shimcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the essence of toiv, created a world that would be an address for his chesed. Lehetiv lezulasa. That is why we're here. That's why the whole world is here. In order to receive the chesed of the Rebbeinu Shel. Avraham Avinu perceived this, and he understood that this HaKadosh Baruch Hu that designed and created our world did so in order that we, the subjects on this world, those that inhabit his world, would receive his chesed. Zot Avraham Avinu Fazich, if I want to be godly, if I want to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I want to walk in his ways, Mahu Af'ato, then I too need to engage in the acts of chesed. And therefore the Sepharim say, Avraham Avinu adopted a lifestyle of chesed, because he understood that that is the whole purpose of life on earth in the first place. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the world into being. And if you want to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore, you need to similarly adopt chesed. Now, what is chesed? In English, it's translated into kindness. An act of kindness. What's an act of kindness? Lemoshel. An act of kindness? Tzedakah. Yeah? Let's say. Tzedakah chesed? L'chayra. Tzedakah chesed is synonymous, or related at least. Someone knocks on the door, they have a letter, signed off, there's a problem. Reach into your pocket, and you help them out. Amaisa chesed. Nachon? Is that chesed? That's chesed. Dahainu, helping somebody else out. Aha, that's chesed. Okay, so what's rachamim?
Sorry, babe, I don't give you any money.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry for you, but I don't give you any money.
That's interesting. So now, chiminu tirachamim chesed. Is rachamim said, I'm really, I feel your plight. So this, don't let the door hit you on your way out. And the chesed is, I'll give you something. Really? What's the what? Be'etzem is the difference in terms of in, is it, you know, be'etzem, what, in essence, in the terms of the middah, huh?
Feeling.
Rachamim is a feeling. So when we say Baal HaRachamim, Avinu Ha'ov HaRachama, Yehemu No Rachamecho Hashem Elokeinu, we just want Hashem to feel our pain. Doesn't then not say V'sein Sochot Tov V'chal V'etchim Shimcha V'emes? Sorry? Get off the armchair. So if the rachamim, the feeling, and the chesed is getting off the armchair, is that the pshat? No, I mean, it could be, but it's a bit deeper than that. Rachamim and chesed both seem to exist in the same bag, where, you know, I'll do an act of kindness, or an act of compassion, or an act of pity, all these words that we use. So you open a thesaurus, and all appears in the same list. But versteitzach, in the Lashonis of Chazal and Lashon of HaTorah, it can't be that we just some use extra words. They must depict different essences.
Rachamim is what the person needs, because in the Rechem, guess what he needs?
Oh, Rechem.
And Chesed is more than he needs.
Okay, could be. But Zichar, what you're saying at the beginning about Rechem, says in all the Sforim, Rachamim is reactionary. That's the Nakuda that separates Rachamim from Chesed. It's a reaction. Somebody falls down. Your Rachamim is stirred. So you go and help them up. Someone knocks on your door. They show you a sob letter. You respond because you're a Baal Rachamim. And you help them out. And that's the Lashon Rechem. Because it's a maternal instinct. It's an instinct. It's instinctive. Something has triggered the compassion within you. That is tait rachamim. Chesed? Chesed can't be reactionary. The horaya! We just said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the world into being to do kindness, but there was no one to do kindness to. There was no one knocking on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's door saying, I'm poor, I'm sick, I'm destitute, I'm jobless. It can't be that the world was created in the midst of racham. Because that would have required a situation which would have triggered HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reaction. Yeah?
Chesed is a pro-action. Meaning that regardless of whether someone's knocking on my door, if I'm a Baal Chesed, I go out to perform an act of Chesed. I find it. That's Derech HaTov LaHeitiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu existing in His existence what, that we don't understand. Ich bin HaTov, so I need to be Meitiv. I don't have to wait for something to fall into my lap, for an opportunity to knock on the door. If I'm going to be Toiv, ich darf Meitiv sein. And I need to go and find, or create, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one who can create a situation that will then demand His Chesed. But Be'etzem Chesed and Rachamim are differentiated in this Nekuda, that the Rachamim is a reaction, whereas Chesed is a proaction. And therefore it's a higher Madrega. Therefore Chesed is a higher Madrega, because many of us will instinctively respond or react to a negative situation, but to be Baal Chesed, Be'etzem what we're saying, this means that we need to actually understand that in order to be great, and in order to be considered a Baal Chesed, and in order to fulfill my obligations of Chesed, I need to actually get out and do something, and not wait for the phone call, and not wait for the knock on the door. Which is frightening, in a certain sense, because that means a person can finish their day's work, or their week's work, settle down to Friday night chicken soup, and say to themselves, you know what? It was a quiet week, no one knocked on my door, no one needed my help. There were no phone calls, everybody's fine. Baruch Hashem! If I stayed, had someone knocked on my door, I would have helped. Had the phone call come in, I would have done something. But as things stand, I had a quiet week. Okay, is the person a Baal Rachamim? Yeah? But can he call himself a Baal Chesed? No. Because the Musas for him say, Al Pizeh, that it's not good enough to say no one needed my help today. We should have found someone. Trust me, they're out there. I'll give you some names if you're sure. That's a remarkable thing to be. Meschaseid im hazulas is a requirement. It's a chiyuv that if we are Baalei Chesed, that means we need to go and do something, and we have to. In order to be fulfilled ourselves, we need to be meschaseid. Meaning we achieve Chesed. We achieve fulfillment through Chesed. Oh. Avraham Avinu. He's sitting at the entranceway to his tent. And he's miserable. Because he needs to do Chesed. So there's no one around. This was a test. Does Avraham Avinu say, oh, Baruch Hashem, thank goodness, punk, today is a hot day. Aren't I lucky? Feet up. Nay, mitzayer. Who cares if they need me? I need them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what am I going to do now? If I send him, if I make people hungry, tired, thirsty, now they're going to have to suffer in order to fulfill Avraham Avinu's wishes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him Malachim. He can be mischaseh to the nth degree, and no one has to suffer as a result.
He doesn't know the Malachim. Why is he suffering for their plight? He doesn't know the Malachim.
No, sir. It's not clear what point Avraham Avinu became aware of the fact that they were actually Malachim. It's not clear what point. Let's say he didn't know. And let's say it's like my story in the cell, where he only discovers afterwards. And we ask the question, that's cruel. That's not cruel.
In the meantime, he thinks these people had to suffer in order for him to be...
He doesn't realize they were made to suffer because of him. They were suffering anyway. All of a sudden, now they're Takarau people out there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dilemma was he didn't intend anyone in the region to be upset at that moment. He has to create an upset in order to satisfy Avraham. That seems counterintuitive. It's Gavaldi. So he sends the Malachim. Avraham Avinu can give to them. And when he discovers the Malachim, so what? I energize myself. I galvanize myself in the act of Chesed. What's Gate Milon if the recipient receives it or not? Fast forward to Eliezer. Eliezer is seeking an Eishes Chayil for Yitzchok. This is going to have to be somebody special. This is going to have to be somebody that fits into the mode of Avraham Avinu. Don't forget, Yitzchok was everything that Avraham Avinu wasn't.
Omud HaChesed, Omud HaGevura, Omud HaDin. So Rivka, the Eze Kenegdoi, has to be someone who understands Avraham Avinu, understands Chesed. Let's picture the scene. Eliezer turns up, where is it? Here. Eliezer turns up at this location, and there's a tent, there's obviously some sort of settlement there. People are living there. Okay. Let's say for a moment, there's no water to be found anywhere. The water's in a private garden somewhere, someone's backyard, that's protected by its owners. So then it makes sense. There Eliezer turns up, he's thirsty, he's got camels that are thirsty, he knocks on the door, like we have people knocking on our doors. Rivgala comes to the door, she's only a little girl, she comes to the door, right? Oh, you're thirsty, your camels are thirsty, Beseda! She gives them to drink. What's that called? No! It's called Rachamim! She's one of the Imahois. Her maternal instinct is stirred. Nebuch, a tired young man with all his camels. Is it a midah? Is it a big midah? Is it something choshev? Of course it is. Of course it is that you take care of someone when their plight lands in your lap. For shteitzach, of course. But that's not yet on a level of chesed. That's not good enough for someone to enter into the house of Avraham Avinu. A daughter-in-law of Avraham Avinu, nishkenu. But that's not the scenario, is it? What is the scenario? There's a well. Right there, a public well. Rivka, 3 years old. Eliezer, a grown man. Not just a grown man. As strong as 318 grown men. We know from Rashi. Gematria Eliezer. 10 camels. Eliezer says to this little girl, excuse me, can you get me something to drink? Now, what's Rivka thinking? She's looking up at this gibor with his camels. She's a piskel little maidla, and she needs to... Does it make sense? Help yourself. Help yourself. Be a lot faster. This was the test. This was the moment. Would she say that? Or would she say, the recipient is immaterial, irrelevant? Monagea. I have an opportunity now to expend energies, to extend myself in the aid of somebody else. It's almost immaterial what's on the receiving end. Therefore, Eliezer says, Hine onoichi nitzav al ein amoim ichshteido ban vasa. I'm right here by the well. Let's see what she says. And what happens? She rushes to serve him. And therefore, later, when he's trying to convince her family that this is the right one, Nochamo, he mentions, I said those words that I came to the well, and I said, Hine onoichi nitzov alein hamoim, v'hoyo ho'almo hayoitzes lisho b'mata ashgini no. And she gives me and my camels, that he ho'isha shohichiach Hashem leven adoini. Don't forget, it's always leven adoini. It's always the son of my master, the one who understands what it means to live in the house of Avraham Avinu. Gewaldig, not my own. This is what I heard from Harav Moshe Druk, Zechrono Livracha, Leider. Nifter too young. They're all nifter too young. There's a tremendous insight. But I think contained within is a new deher in the Inyan of Chesed. Because it means, be'etzem, what it boils down to, is that it's not enough to be a Baal Rachman, to wait for situations to arise, that there is an inherent chiyuv incumbent upon anyone who calls themselves a Ben Avraham Avinu to seek out opportunities to do chesed. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world in the first place to do chesed. Like Avraham Avinu is looking to do chesed. Like Rivka understood, I have a duty to do chesed. And it says in the Gemara, those that will be nitzel from Rechemes Goy Gomor Goy are those who act, those who perform acts of chesed. And we know that the Gula will be in the zchus, particularly of chesed. We say that every single day in Hashmoneh Esrei. V'zoicher chaste ovois, or maybe goyal. It doesn't say v'zoicher gevuras ovois, and emes ovois, and toras ovois, and midas ovois, and tzidkas ovois, chasidus ovois, and yashus ovois. V'zoicher chaste ovois. Midah of chesed. Be'ezah Hashem,
by engaging in chesed on the level of the ovos, taku will be zofa, for mevi goyel is mevi neyem.